Intermountain Hydronic Specialties. This is Carly. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is John in, please?
Let me see if he is. Can I tell him who's calling?
Absolutely. This is Reuben Goldstein, Senior Underwriter at Bank of Cardiff.
Hold on one moment.
Good morning, this is John.
Hi, John. My name is Reuben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Living the dream. Nice to meet you. Let me give you my phone number in case we get disconnected. Do you have a pen?
I do. Now, just to give you a heads up, I've got a conference call. It's supposed to be at 9:30, so they're going to be calling any minute.
Okay.
So as soon as they call, I'm going to have to let you go, and I don't mean to be...
No, I appreciate that. Sorry. You can always give me a call back. You can give me a call back. Phone number is 858...
Okay.
866.
Okay.
9102.
9102. And you said Reuben?
Name is Reuben. Last name is Goldstein. Since you got a conference call, I'll try to be quick.
Okay.
It's the end of our quarter. Our goal is to push every loan out there we can. I understand your business was approved for 250. There's kind of a few bit kind of things going back and forth. I just want to reach out to you since we have an approval for you. Kind of take your temperature, see what happened, and see if there's a solution here.
All right. So we originally were going to go for the 250, and then
okay.
We kind of went back. The hard thing is you know, we were planning on using a lot of this for inventory.
Okay.
But as we started looking at it, it's a 40% interest rate, which we understand it's a high-risk loan, so you have to charge that, and that's fine. I understand that. But that's usually our markup is about 40% we put on inventory. And so also we started looking at it, thinking, wait a second, we do this, and... No, there's no reason. I mean, we're selling the inventory, but we're not making literally any profit on it.
Okay.
Because all the profit we make just is going to go straight back to pay back the loan that we got to get the inventory.
Okay.
So that was a major concern of ours is, you know, we're still in the process of talking, so it's definitely not off the table by any means, but can we raise our margins on it a little bit? What some things we can do, and that's something we've got to...
Essentially, what can we do? Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so you've never done one of these working capital loans before, correct?
No, we have not.
Okay, so number one, we can A, lower the cost, but B, I think a lot of times on the sales side, customers try to present customers with the terms that are longest because it keeps the payment lowest, but I actually have a unique perspective on this. I've been with Bank of Cardiff for about 9.5 years. I used to be on our sales side. I still have my own book of business, so I kind of benefit from both sides. But oftentimes, I've had discussions with customers, and they've said, some of my best customers said, hey, Reuben, I don't need 18 months. I'd rather do something shorter because I'm matching up the expense with my inventory flip. So I guess the question I'd ask you is, how long does it take you to, once you purchase inventory, how long does it take you to actually realize the profit on that?
My industry is kind of slow. I mean, our terms are usually net 30, but nobody ever pays a net 30. So, I mean, we're talking 2 to 3 months.
So, okay, I mean, two to three months. So if you put an order in today, that actually turns into people paying you and getting into your bank account in 3 months.
Well, no. If it's inventory, if it's something we have in stock here in my office, then yes. But if it's something we're ordering from my factories, then it can be as long as a year, year and a half before we see profit.
Okay. And is most of your business ordering from factories, or is it mainly a quick flip, or is it kind of...
No, majority between... of my business is ordering directly from the factories.
Okay. So
by far majority. I mean, we like I said, we do have inventory here that we manage. It's large, but it's not the small minority of what we do.
Okay. So I think and I'm sure you can kind of hear it in my tone of voice, we'd like to close your loan before the end of the month if possible, if we can find a reasonable solution. This is my thought process. The way that our working capital loans work is you can... It's a business loan. Obviously, you're not borrowing under, say, your personal credit. It goes under the business credit. Doesn't affect, you know, it's not a debt obligation on any of the owner's credit report. The reason why I like this approval and just, you know, there's kind of some nice benefits. The way most working capital loans work is it's commitment from borrower and lender to pay back a certain amount of money. So let's say, I'm just going to give you an example. Let's say you're borrowing $250 over a year and a half and you're paying back, you know, $350. Once you're halfway through that loan, you can apply for more money once you're 9 months in. But where an issue that a lot of customers in our industry have is they basically have to take a lot of that prepaid interest if they want to do what's called a renewal and refinance loan and roll it into the next loan. Our loan doesn't have that caveat. We actually forgive all the remaining interest if you do a renewal, which is a huge benefit. But yeah. I think what you're telling me is, hey, look, we love the offer for $250, but if it's going to eat up all of our margins, there's a tax benefit, but if it's going to eat up all our margins, there might not be the biggest benefit here possible. Yep. Is that a correct assumption or a correct kind of?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, so there's two things that I'd want to go over, and I don't want to make a decision now. I know you got to jump into conference call, but I'd like to circle back with you in an hour. And here's the two things. The first thing is this. If we can offer you terms that are of around a year to 15 months that are significantly lower, would A, that appeal to you? And B, if we offer you terms that are of 18 months that are significantly lower, would that appeal to you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's... Would there be no reason for us not to?
I don't think we're going to come back and say, I don't think we're going to come back and say, hey, look, you're going to borrow $250 over a year, and the cost is going to go down to, you're not going to pay back 15% on that. But I think if we can maybe drop the term a little and get more aggressive with pricing, we can find a happy medium that probably would benefit your business.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a pretty loaded question as well. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
We've been really successful in finding... We've been in business for 12 years. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at our reviews, but people do like working with us. But we don't like to do like a sales game with customers. One thing that I'm able to do sometimes is present customers with some really good pricing at a month-end special and say, hey, look, month or quarter-end special, here's what I can do. If I can present you with terms that are much cheaper and better, would that be something that you guys would want to go forward and fund today?
No, it definitely will not happen today.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I've got my wife's aunt passed away, and I've got a funeral today at 11 o'clock, and it's going to be the rest of the day.
Okay.
So unfortunately, it definitely will not happen today.
Okay. That's fair enough. Would I be okay to say at least, so I can have something out on my end, if you say, hey, Ruben, that sounds good, I can at least email you some documents to review today, so I can have something going on my end. Okay.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Let me get right back to you. Give me about an hour.
Okay. Now, the $250, we've since gone back on that. We're looking more for, in speaking with one of my factories, they're pushing us to do this because they had a West Coast office, and anyway, long story short, they're kind of wanting us to do this. But they're only expecting us to do about 100, 150 inventory right now. So
okay.
Originally we were looking at $250, but I really feel that was kind of a, I don't want to say knee-jerk reaction, but the factory came and said, hey, can you guys do this? So sure. And then when you guys cut $250, great. But
okay. Would you have any additional uses for anything above $150 for any other needs?
Hey, I just got the conference call. Sorry.
No worries. Give me an hour and I'll holler back at you.
Okay, now I've got to leave here in about an hour for the funeral, so if I haven't left yet, I'll answer the phone. If not, I'll have to talk on Monday, and I apologize about that. But
no, I've got your email. I'll send you an email regardless.
Perfect. That'd be awesome. And I'll double check that. And then every Monday, I've got my corporate meeting with my partners. And so Monday morning, we can talk about this as well. So yeah, right now would be a great time to get those documents over to me.
Yeah, because it's facts to fund. So let me figure this out and get right back to you.
Okay, awesome. And again, I apologize for pushing you off like that. Definitely not my intention. So
No, it's not a problem. Take your call. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Ruben. Bye.